This is Forum. I'm John Michaels, Public Affairs Radio Director, with Cindy Huser, Executive Director of the Sioux Falls Tennis Association, and Jennifer Kirby, Sioux Falls Chamber Appeal Project Coordinator for the Community Indoor Tennis Center. And I guess, first of all, Cindy, what is the Indoor Tennis Center?
Well, it's an indoor facility that we're currently fundraising so that we in Sioux Falls can play tennis year-round.
And Jennifer, the Project Coordinator for the Community Indoor Tennis Center, the Chamber Appeal, I know the State Theater was on that a year or so ago, and it kind of each year is kind of picked for one project or another. Now, is it kind of winding down towards the end of the season, or are we just kind of halfway through on the appeal on this?
Well, our time on the calendar for the community appeal effort started April 1st, and we have through July 31st. And so our time is winding down. We've been out asking a lot of businesses in the community for their support for this effort. And we have until the end of July to finish up making our asks. And so far, the community's been extremely supportive.
Well, how much more do you need to go by July 31st?
Well, our chamber goal is $1 million, and we just yesterday broke the $800,000 mark. So that was an exciting day for us. But those last $200,000 will be hard work. And so we have over 60 volunteers asking over 400 businesses to help us meet our goal of $1 million. And we expect to meet that with the generosity of the community in Sioux Falls.
Well, in baseball terms, we need someone to load the bases and then hit a home run so we can make that $1 million. But Cindy, the Indoor Tennis Center, can you describe that to us as to where it's going to be and what's going to, in the mind's eye of radio, describe what it looks like?
Sure. We are actually going to be on the Sanford Sports Complex. And if you haven't been out there in a while, you really need to drive out. It's just west of the airport or to the east of the interstate. And we'll be right north of the Pentagon. It'll be a 7-court indoor facility. And this will allow us to run tournaments, events, and other things that we just haven't been able to do right now because we don't have a public indoor facility.
Seems like we can never have enough soccer fields, baseball diamonds, softball. No matter how many we have, the city's growing. And the tennis courts, we could use quite a few more even outdoor tennis courts right now. But when they have tournaments like at McKinnon or Terrace Park and in other areas and that type of stuff, the weather is a problem. And indoors, we could probably bring in tournaments from quite a distance, right?
We sure can. We actually, we're part of the northern section with the USTA, and we've been asked to host tournaments before. We do a really good job of it, even some national tournaments, but we just can't do it because, where we live, the weather's not always that dependable. And even in the summertime, we get rain or storms, so you just never know. And with this facility, we'll be able to do that.
And Jennifer, as a chamber member, there's really an economic impact when you talk about the sale of tennis rackets, tennis balls, and tennis shorts, and all of that kind of stuff. It all adds up, and when people come to Sioux Falls, especially for tournaments, that is quite an economic impact, just talking about tennis.
Oh, it absolutely is. In fact, we've put together a draft calendar of all the events that will be held at the center, and with some conservative estimates, we've estimated that the Community Indoor Tennis Center will bring over $2 million into the economy in Sioux Falls because we're going to have a lot of people traveling here. They're going to be staying in our hotels, eating in our restaurants, and shopping at our stores. And all of that just helps Sioux Falls. And then the spending they do reverberates throughout the economy in Sioux Falls. So there's a big economic boost that can be had, not only with just the Indoor Tennis Center, but the whole Sanford Sports Complex.
And, of course, tennis, especially with our youth, is a very physical, healthy thing to get our kids involved with, especially with the obesity that we have in our schools and the other things as far as health goes. There's a reason why Sanford is involved in these particular buildings.
Oh, absolutely. Kids, we need to get them out and we need to get them moving and keep them active. And, our tennis programs are growing with the Parks and Rec programs that we have right now. Last summer we had over 900 kids. It looks like we're going to have more than that this year. So kids are looking for that outlet and we get them busy in the summertime, but we need to keep that going year round.
Well, you can take tennis lessons in the summer at the parks, but what about, when you get that tennis racket for Christmas?
Exactly.
It's great to have. There are other indoor facilities, but they're kind of private clubs, I guess you might say.
Correct. Yes.
So the indoor tennis center, is that going to be working with the city or the parks, or how is that going to work?
Well, it's a public-private partnership. I can say that the indoor facility will be totally open to the community, so you can call at any time and make court time reservations, and you'll be able to play. You'll be able to join leagues and lessons out there. The nice thing, though, is that the city is supporting us, and part of their CIP for this year is they have given us $500,000 for the building because they do realize that it's a worthy, needed project.
Now, you mentioned leagues. I guess I don't quite often think of tennis as a league. I think it is either singles or doubles, but tell us how you do a tennis league.
Well, we have about 400 adults in our summer leagues this summer, and we do rosters, so we do schedules, and you play with people that are your same ability, and we play every week, once a week. We do it for 10 weeks because that's all that we can allow with the summer times, because then our high schools and colleges are starting, and they're using the courts.
Now, the high schools have tennis teams, right?
Yes.
And again, they need an indoor, we had a late season this last spring. It seemed like, the ball diamonds, everybody had to wait quite a while to really use any of the facilities.
Oh, it was a tough season. I know so many matches had to be rescheduled that toward the end of the school year, I think a lot of teams were playing, match after match after match with no time to even practice between the matches. So it was unfortunate, and just due to the weather, which is out of our control.
Now, how young can people get involved with the tennis program?
Well, we currently start our lessons with through the Parks and Rec at age 4. So we have, kids starting that 4, sometimes even younger. And we have adults that are well into the 80s that are still playing. So it truly is a sport for a lifetime.
Has anybody ever thought about, could they raise the nets a little bit and have badminton too?
That hasn't come up. We have...
You heard it first right here.
Yeah. We've had some people talk about, I know paddleball is kind of a little up-and-coming sport. And so I know that they do use the courts for that. And, we're open to anything.
Now, you say paddleball. Is that ping pong?
No, it's... it's like a smaller racket, and I don't even know that much about it, and a rubber ball, kind of a not as physical sport as tennis. Let's say that smaller court.
Now, maybe they should put some ping pong tables out there in there, too, because people can practice, at the tables while they're waiting.
Well, I was actually just at an indoor facility in St. Peter, Minnesota last weekend, and in the viewing area, they have several ping pong tables that I think people use when they're waiting to get on court or watching others play.
Well, maybe some people got some they could donate. Now, are you looking for funds right now, but are you also looking for volunteers and people to help work there?
Well, we haven't got to the point yet to actually work at the facility, but we could always use volunteers. Like I said, we're currently fundraising, so if anybody has any ideas or would like to get involved, you can contact Jennifer and I. We would love to get you involved.
Now, tennis could also be a good big brother, big sister program. Mm-hmm. You can take kids out, and there's something about working up a sweat that there's a good bonding to it. But and now tell us, you're going to have locker rooms, clean locker, brand new. It's going to be state-of-the-art facilities in the locker rooms. That's important to a lot of people, too.
Correct. And, you talked about that big brother, big sister aspect of tennis. One nice thing that we'd like to do with the indoor facility is actually do some mentoring, have some classrooms. Tennis is really that whole player concept. So not only health and wellness, but we'd like to get, some education, have the kids come after school, do their homework, read a little bit, maybe work on some computer stuff, and then play tennis.
People could probably, donate some of their old rackets and stuff like that if the boys club or girls club wanted to come out. Those type of projects are yet to come, but now's a good time to start thinking about it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, now, how many people do you think play tennis in Sioux Falls if you were to really think about it? All the tennis courts that we have in Sioux Falls, the lights are on till 10 o'clock at night. They're out there early in the morning. They're out there 7 days a week. It's a pretty good population, isn't it?
It is, and I think there are actually a lot of people that haven't played for a while and want to get back into it, but just haven't made that step. And I think this indoor facility will encourage them to get out. Because right now, you know, just belonging to a private club isn't an option for a lot of people. And so that's one of the main reasons we want to build this, so everyone in Sioux Falls has access to indoor tennis.
Well, Jennifer, you may want to, you know, go back and tell the chamber it might be a good place to locate a Starbucks out at that Pentagon and tennis, you know, area.
You know, actually, like, again, part of the Sanford Sports Complex, they will have some restaurants. There's a hotel going up. So I really wouldn't be surprised if we do get a Starbucks out there.
Well, it's generating economy.
Yes.
Exactly.
And retail space. Mm-hmm. And definitely, you know, it's an area that nobody ever went to before.
Right.
And certainly is making good use of the facilities. We don't worry about airplanes flying over too much out in that area, do we?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
But the and plenty of parking, is that part of the plan?
Yes, yes. And that's a nice thing, too, is that we're able to share the parking with the other entities out there. So, you know, it's really been a big help to us in the fundraising aspect that we don't have to fundraise for the parking and for some of that infrastructure. We're sharing it with the other entities, which really has taken a lot of money off of us.
We're speaking with Cindy Huther, Executive Director of the Sioux Falls Tennis Association. How many members are there?
In our tennis association, mm-hmm. we have about 400 active members.
How do you get to be a member?
Well, you can go online. We do have a website, sfta.net, and on the website, there's a place to join. But also, if you're, again, an active member, you're playing in our leagues or lessons, you also become a member of the SFTA.
And Jennifer, a lot of the chamber people play tennis, don't they, too? And the chamber's got how many members are in the chamber now?
Oh, that's a good question. I would guess over 2,000.
That's what I was going to say. It's, mm-hmm. it keeps growing. The community keeps growing. And the support for the athletic and sports, you know, all of the sports teams that we have, we're kind of unique in the country, I think, mm-hmm. compared to Detroit and, mm-hmm. and other areas around the country. Now, how can people help? They can, you know... certainly make memorials. Can they get a brick in the sidewalk, or what? How can they help donate money to this?
Well, we have a website that's dedicated to the Indoor Tennis Center. It's sfindoortennis.net. And if you'd like to make a donation online, there's a place to do that right there. If you'd like to get in touch with me, people can call me directly. My number's 321-3525. 321-3525. But all the information is on our website. There's campaign updates that are updated regularly, and people can get involved. We're going to have a recognition wall at the Indoor Tennis Center for gifts of $10,000 and above. And so we welcome gifts of any size. They're all important.
So if they had a family member that loved tennis, they can make a memorial for, you know, a gift. Are you a tax-deductible organization?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's important.
Yes, we're 501c3. Yeah, it's very important. Yeah. And you know, a lot of people and businesses are looking at some place to help with taxes. So,
well, if they do donate $10,000, you can give them a letter of receipt for the tax accountant and all of that type of stuff, too. So, and some people, this is the time of the year when they're thinking, you know, maybe what can I do to get in a different tax bracket or whichever and play more tennis?
Absolutely.
Now, how old are some of your members?
Like I said, we have, you know, members starting at 4, and we have some members that are well into their 80s, so any age.
I think Senior Olympics tennis is part of that too, isn't it?
Yes, the Senior Olympics that they just had in Sioux Falls a couple weeks ago, tennis was part of that.
Okay, the Indoor Tennis Center, we're going to have a tournament. How many people can actually go in and observe the tournament? Or are you going to have some kind of bleachers, or how does that look?
Yeah, we're going to have a viewing area. It's going to be elevated so people can stand up in the middle of the facility and look down either side and look at the courts. And then there'll be 7 courts, 3 on one side, 4 on the other. And we'll have bleachers. It's going to be very convenient for viewers. And it'll be easier, I think, than when you're outdoors at an outdoor facility and you kind of have to peek through the fence to see what's going on. This is going to be more convenient for...
How many tennis courts will there be?
There'll be 7 indoor courts.
So really, you could a tournament could move pretty fast in that facility.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And that's one of the reasons why we did choose 7. Another reason why we chose 7 courts is because if you've ever been to a college match or a high school match, 6 singles play at one time. So we wanted to get them all on and make those tournaments and matches move a little faster.
Well, if you play tennis like I used to when I was a kid, I have to say, how high is the ceiling?
High enough for the best lobs.
That's what I was going to say. You don't have to worry about hitting the scoreboard or anything like that.
No.
Okay. Well, Cindy Huther, Executive Director, Sioux Falls Tennis Association, Jennifer Kirby, Sioux Falls Chamber Appeal Project Coordinator for the Community Indoor Tennis Center. You know, people got the 4th of July coming up. They got reunions, class reunions, picnics and stuff. So really, they really kind of have to start now to be able to get the funds in for the end of July 31st deadline.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we've been encouraging all our volunteers to really try to wrap things up before the 4th of July because we realize that, you know, the month of July is busy, people are on vacation, and it's hard to reach people. And so we're hitting it hard trying to wrap it up.
Cindy, when are you going to start, soliciting members for, well, you can be a member of the Tennis Association, but you can also be a member then of the Tennis Center. Is that going to be separate?
Yes.
So when are you going to start opening that up?
Well, we already have. Before we started the Chamber Appeals Project, we knew that it was important to show our businesses in the community that we do have the support. So we started at least well over a year to 2 years ago with the private ask. We raised over $1 million with our private ask phase. And then, you know, with the next million with the community indoor appeals project, we're hoping that this fall we'll be able to break ground.
Are you going to have tennis machines if people want to practice?
Sure.
That's what,
yes.
I was going to say. They don't have to bring one out to the tennis court. They can.
Everything's going to be provided. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have a racket and you just want to try out the sport, we'll have that available.
Well, it sounds like a win-win for Sioux Falls and for anyone coming to Sioux Falls and for senior citizens, young kids especially, to really get involved in athletics. I think tennis is something that they can pick up on. The schools will have more tennis programs, the colleges. It's a win-win for everybody. Cindy Huther, how do they get a hold of you?
Again, just like Jennifer, you can give me a call. My cell phone is 201-0489.
And the website?
sfindoortennis.net.
Just Google Indoor Tennis Sioux Falls, it'll come up.
It sure will.
And Jennifer Kirby, the Sioux Falls Chamber Appeal Project Coordinator for the Community Indoor Tennis Center. First of all, I think the project appeals program for the chamber has helped so many things throughout the last 20 years. It'd be a long list, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful process, and we're so lucky to have it in Sioux Falls.
And you don't have to be a chamber member to donate.
No. It will take all givers.
Okay. And Jennifer, the best way to get a hold of you again?
Oh, call my cell phone, please. It's 321-3525. 321-3525.
And they can call the chamber for that information also. And the website has contact information. So let's go play tennis. Cindy Huther, Jennifer Kirby, want to thank you for being with us on Form.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.